Hello.
Hello. Hi, this is Pamela Lahem.
Yes.
Hi, Ms. Lahem. My name is Marcos. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Does you or anybody in your household work for a media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio, Mom?
Yes.
Okay. And what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, and U.S. Congress and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or will you not vote?
I will vote.
Okay. And what is your age? I have 80. Would that be correct?
Pardon me?
What is your age?
My age?
Yes, please.
Yes, I'm 80.
Okay. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you? White Caucasian, Hispanic, Latino, African American, Asian American? Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting this year in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. How motivated are you to vote from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay, now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. I'm going to go ahead and I'll read the list to you at the moment. Donald Trump, as former president, do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
What about Sherrod Brown as senator? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
And what about Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
And what about Joe Biden as president? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Okay. And now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just please tell me that as well. The following list starts with Marcy Kaptur. Would you be very favorable, somewhat unfavorable,
very favorable.
Or very favorable? Okay. What about the institution of First Energy? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable, or you never heard of it?
Somewhat favorable.
And what about Derek Marin? Would you be very favorable, somewhat unfavorable?
I don't know that person at all.
Okay. And what about Donald Trump? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or never heard of it?
Very unfavorable.
And what about Joe Biden? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or never heard of it?
Very favorable.
What about Republicans in Congress? Would that be very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or never heard of?
Very unfavorable.
What about Democrats in Congress? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or never heard of them?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. If the election for U.S. Congressman were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrats?
The Democrats.
And would you lean to the Democrat or definitely to the Democrats?
Definitely Democrats.
And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? For Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another candidate?
Joe Biden.
And if the election for Senate, ma'am, were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
And would you lean for Democrat Sherrod Brown, or you would definitely vote for Democrat Sherrod Brown?
Definitely vote.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Democrat Marcy Kaptur.
And would that be just a lean or definitely voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Definitely.
Is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marin, or would you say there is no chance you would consider voting for Republican Derek Marin?
No chance.
Now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. The statement reads the following. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal immigrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur? Somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make you, does it make no difference?
Makes no difference.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marin. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or if it makes no difference. And if the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or you think it is true, please say so. The statement reads, the first statement reads the following. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, it would make no difference, or more likely for you to vote for them?
I'm not going to vote for him, so however that is. So much less likely, I guess.
Okay. What about the following statements? If this in the state legislature, Derek Marin sought extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers of offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, or more likely, or would you say that it's not true?
No difference.
Okay, what about the following statements? Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment, if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers, but they're married, voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and fighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, marrying even voted no on that. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely? Would it make no difference? Would it be more likely, or would you say that it's not true?
It wouldn't make a difference, I guess. I'm not going to vote for him, so.
So it would be much less likely for you to vote for him, correct?
Yes.
And what about the following statement? Derek Marin has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights. Even though the voters of Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal, Marin supports a federal ban that would overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal even if the case of rape or even in a case of rape or incest, Marin even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true?
Much less likely.
Okay. The following statement reads, as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate specials interest, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely? Or would it make no difference? Would you be more likely, or would you say that it's not true?
I'm not going to vote for him, so whatever that means.
So that would be much less likely to for you to support him, correct?
Okay.
The following statement reads.
How much longer? I've got something I need to do.
We're actually on 70%, ma'am. The most that it will take will be 3 to 5 minutes. We're on 70%.
Let's hurry up, please.
Okay. If the state legislature, ma'am, in the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers as major of a water bill. He tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees. Sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marion would stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and would raise the retirement age. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference?
Likely.
Much less likely. Okay, we're actually on 80% at this moment. I'll do it very brief. Based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin? And would you still vote for Marin, please? Provide to me a quick sentence. I'm going to go ahead and I'll note it down.
I wouldn't vote for him.
Okay, I'll give one moment. Okay. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Marcy Kaptur.
And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Marin? Please provide to me a statement.
I mean, I don't believe in anything he stands for, and Marcy Kaptur's done a good job for us.
Okay, I'll give you one moment. Okay. here. I have it unloaded down. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? And these are the last questions. Would you say first through 11th grade, high school graduate, technical or vocational school, some college but not a degree? You have the associate's degree or the bachelor's degree or a four-year college graduate or graduate school or advanced degree?
Graduate school.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'd say I'm a Democrat.
And would that be a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Probably a strong Democrat.
Okay. And how important is politics to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Somewhat important.
In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Biden.
Joe Biden, correct?
Yes.
Okay, this concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you so much for the waiting time. I do apologize for the long survey, but your opinion, ma'am, is very important. You have yourself a wonderful night, okay?
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome, ma'am. Bye-bye.